meaning translated as fear in English, but it has a different meaning. Khashyat is where a person fears somebody because of their azmat and their greatness. And khawf is where a person fears something or somebody because of the harm that that person can cause. For example, a person fears a snake, a scorpion, he fears a thief. But here a person has fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is khashyat. He's fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the grandeur, the greatness, the splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this type of fear takes a person closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that other fear that a person has, it takes a person further away from the thing that he fears. If he fears a snake, then he'll go further away from the snake. If he fears a thief, he'll go further away from the thief. So this is the difference between khashyat and khawf. Khashyat is something that will take a person closer, and khawf will take a person further away. So when the hadith speaks about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's talking about khashyat, where it takes a person closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hadith we did yesterday, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentions, that sab'atun yudhilluhum Allah fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhillu, that seven people will be granted the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, where there will be no other shade beside the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For our understanding purposes, there will be one VIP lounge on that day. And if the sun will be so low, as we did in one hadith, that one meal can either mean the length of a surma stick, or it can be 1 mile. But whatever it is, it will still be very, very, very hot. So the only shade, the only lounge that will be there is the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But seven people, specifically the hadith is mentioning, who will get this entry into this lounge or the shade, imamun adilun, that a leader that is just. And as we mentioned, that all seven things we'll see here is those seven things that generally go against the norm of society. To find a just leader is very hard, because a person gets appointed as the leader of a country, get that leadership position, then his mindset changes. Instead of acting in the interest of the people, now he starts acting in his own interest. So here, because a person is going against the norm and he's being a just leader, taking into account the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acting in the interest of the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this so much that he gives this person entry into that shade. وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, that youngster that grows up in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again we know that youth is such a madness that every type of person, young person, wants to go against the orders and the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak appreciates that young man who's growing up, and as he's growing up, he's still obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next one is وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. This one we all can get. Sometimes a person may, his youth may have passed, now he's gone into old age, but this one everyone can get. That particular person whose heart is attached to the masjid. Whether this person is going overseas on business travel, whether he's local, wherever he is, but his heart is attached to the masjid. Namaz time, he just wants to go to the masjid. He doesn't want to stay at home. So his heart is connected to the masjid. This person, Allah Pak appreciates that his heart is attached to the masjid. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives him that VIP treatment. وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Two people that meet only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meeting is for the sake of Allah, and the dispersing is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ نَدَعَتْهُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ. That man who a woman of nobility and beauty calls him, invites him, and then when she invites him, he says, إِنِّي أَخَفُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we explain why these two qualities of that woman are specifically mentioned, that she is of nobility, because a loose woman, a person will be very afraid to take her invitation on, because she might just spill his secret, or she might use that opportunity now to act against him and extort money from him, like we see in so many different cases where a person falls for the trap, and later on now his name is taken to task and he has to give millions of rand just to save his name. So here a woman of nobility won't do this. Why? Because her own name is at stake. So therefore the temptation is even higher. One is she's beautiful, and then she's a woman of nobility that's inviting him towards haram. So now the temptation is even higher, that despite this person says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak values and appreciates this. The next is, وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ بِيَمِينِهِ. That person who spends with his right hand, but he conceals it to such an extent that his left hand doesn't know. Firstly, it explains which, when we're giving sadaqah or giving anything, which hand we should be giving with. We should be giving with the right hand. The next thing is, a person when he gives, then he shouldn't unnecessarily, in certain cases it is necessary to mention, but unnecessarily a person shouldn't mention what he gave and how much he gave, to such an extent that the left hand doesn't know. This is just an expression that so Allah Pak appreciates it. وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. And the last person that's mentioned in this particular hadith is that person who is in solitude, but despite being in solitude, his eyes are flowing out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith is a short hadith. And Abdullah ibn Shikhir radiallahu anhu qal, Ataytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa yusalli wa li jawfihi azizun ka azizil mirjal min al buka. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Shikhir radiallahu anhu, he says that once I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was performing salah, and I could hear from his chest a sound coming out like the sound of a boiling kettle. The noise that walwala in Urdu they call it, that walwala, that sound that comes out from a boiling kettle, this was the sound that was coming out of the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min al buka, because of his crying in salah. So this shows that this quality of crying is such a thing that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a quality that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had himself, and it is the quality that the great awliya Allah, they all had this particular quality in them, that very easily they would tear and they would cry for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to close off, I'll mention one incident of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib Patel rahmatullah alayhi, that once I was after Ramadan, it was just a few months before he had passed away, then I was sitting with him in the haram right next to him alone looking at the Kaaba Sharif. Then he asked me if I could make out what ayats were written on the Kaaba, on the cloth. So those few ayats that I made out, fihi ayatum bayyinatum maqamu Ibrahim and walillahi ala nasi hajjul bayti man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Then he mentioned something just to explain and show how the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on pious people, that wherever they are, they cry so easily. So then he said that I always tell my friends that how lucky the birds are. And the position we were sitting was between the Rukne Yamani and Hajri Aswad. So this particular spot that we were sitting, so anyway, he's telling me, I tell my friends how lucky these birds are, that they eat in the haram, they drink the water of Zamzam, they hear the azan of the haram, they hear the qirat of the haram, and one day they'll also pass away in the haram. And then he started crying. And he picked up his glasses and he was wiping his tears, sobbing and crying. And then I thought to myself that this is a person that is not speaking in front of millions of people or thousands of people, but alone in front of the Kaaba Sharif, and he's crying, just thinking how lucky these birds are. And then he mentioned the thing is that they won't have to face any hisab kitab. Birds don't have any hisab kitab, so they are so lucky that there's no hisab kitab for them also. And then he carried on crying. Allah Pak made it such that few months later, almost in the same spot, he also passed away. But he didn't know that his moth will come there. But Allah Pak made it such that it happened. But the people that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any opportunity they see birds flying in the haram, it will cause them to cry, thinking that there's no hisab kitab. So the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they take ibrat and they take lesson from all these things. So this quality of crying that we did in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam crying in salah, this is a quality that is encouraged. And as a person gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more easier he cries for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.